This episode of the Ethicist podcast is brought to you by voice-activated Sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system. Sync gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
With the Ethicist, I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
While preparing to give me a stress test, a technician checked my resting heart rate. I could see the EKG and hear my heart in action. As I was wired up and moved to the treadmill, the technician said she was fascinated with the heart, had studied it, and knows that, quote, "there is no way it came from an ape. Only divine intervention could have created such an organ," close quote. I didn't want to hear her religious views, but I felt vulnerable, having a test performed in a doctor's office, and said nothing. Should I speak to her boss? PW, Pasadena, California.
You should. It is important not to inhibit free expression. It is also important not to discourage people from seeking medical care. At a healthcare facility, the social good of medical care takes precedence. This medical professional should not declaim her nonsensical beliefs about cardiovascular design when doing so can undermine a patient's confidence in the quality of care she is receiving. Even if the technician confines her theological conjecture to non-medical topics, oh, say, the biblical injunction to put to death those who work on the Sabbath, some people, especially when they're a captive audience, may not wish to hear them. You certainly didn't. A sensitive practitioner, a sensitive person, will be guided by the listener's response, cringing, fascination, or something in between. Ideally, you'd simply speak up at the time, gently deflecting unwanted topics, whether the famously contentious religion, politics, or the clearly innocuous lame jokes, tedious vacation stories, a detailed recounting of the plot of Inception. But I grant that this can be tough to do during a medical procedure, even one as routine as a stress test. And so, you may talk to the technician's boss. I hope his or her response is proportional to this minor crime, nothing as drastic as a firing or even financial penalties, at least not for a first offense. Instead, the boss should remind her to be alert to her patient's feelings. Some people might relish a lively discourse on creationism and heart disease. Surely that, too, is God's handiwork, or does he just get credit for the design successes? Update. While addressing another matter, PW mentioned this to an office supervisor who took her complaint seriously and did not seem inclined to respond too severely. PW does not know the outcome.
This episode of the Ethicist podcast is brought to you by voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Letter number two.
For some years, my company has worked on a product for the U.S. government, one that is subject to an official acceptance test to determine if it meets the terms of the contract. Just weeks before the test, my supervisor, who had been with the project since the beginning, announced that he was leaving to take a position at the government agency responsible for formally accepting our product. With a laugh, he assured us that he would be at the test and would go easy on us. Is it ethical for him to take this job? Name withheld.
He may take the job, assuming the law allows it, but he should not test your company's product. As long as he insulates himself from his former employer and the co-workers there with whom he had close relationships, and as long as he is transparent with his current boss about his work history, there's no ethical obstacle to his taking this position. I gather that it requires the sophistication gained by working in the field, creating a sort of paradox. We want to avoid the insidious revolving door between an industry and its regulators, but we want regulators with the savvy to understand the industry they govern or from which they procure products. Obviously, your supervisor should not evaluate a product he helped develop. At least I hope it's obvious. It's not always obvious what is obvious. He must recuse himself from testing products created by your company during his tenure. We can hope he knows that, and that his laughing remark was a sort of joke. An embarrassing, awkward, ambiguous sort of joke, perhaps, but one that implies an ethical sensibility. Update. The supervisor took the job and is part of the team evaluating this product. This week's questions were read by Paul Brewster, stage manager for The Punishing Blow. Hey, I wrote that. It's dark, it's funny, it's at the Clermont Theater. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com or ask me in person at the Clermont Theater, but not during the performance. The actor can be so touchy.